All right, what's up, y'all? It's Ebony and Dustin here. We're going to drop a full episode every Wednesday, and you know that's what we do. If you haven't listened, go ahead and check that out right now. But today, we also wanted to drop a little something special for you. We're calling it Ask Auntie E. This is a segment for y'all so y'all can get a little bit more of this legal tea that we drop on Holding Court. So listen, a lot of y'all hit us up with great questions every day, and we can't always fit it into our regularly scheduled docket. So now we're going to drop these Ask Auntie E segments to give you a little something extra. So listen, please continue. Hit us up, DM us, comment. We love y'all for that. We want to make sure that our jurors are getting everything they need from the show. I want to address a question that came from the viewership. Auntie E, how do I know if I should settle or accept a settlement in a lawsuit or court case? And the reference here they're providing is with Vanessa Bryant, of course, the widow of the late, great, and wonderful Kobe Bryant, with her mother. And go again, it doesn't, you know, we talked about this. Ooh,
it's been a minute.
I think it was literally what, like our first or second episode. We broke down the lawsuit against Vanessa from her mother. And frankly, that was another one where you already know I was feeling away.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, with these family members wanting a bag, expecting a bag. Now, we'll say Vanessa's mom had the additional claim of being the nanny and having, you know, business arrangements she claimed with Kobe Bryant before his passing that promised her particular fees as the nanny for her own grandkids, which, you know, I guess we could argue that could be the case, and other things that Kobe promised her before he departed. So what we do know is that recently she has settled, she meaning Vanessa Bryant has settled with her own mother, Sophia Lane. Basically, Lane let people know how we know it was settled. She filed a notice of unconditional settlement in Orange County. So, you know, that means the terms of the settlement were not released. But we do know that they settled. Vanessa's mama was doing a lot. She'd accused Vanessa of fraud, saying that she had worked many years as a personal assistant and nanny to the family, the Bryant family, with all the kids and all of that. And also, that, again, that Lakers legend Kobe Bryant had promised his mother-in-law, Lane, financial support before he died. So all of those allegations happened. Vanessa's mama was like, Kobe said he was going to do all this, that, and the third. You're not trying to pay up, so I'm going to sue you. We know it's been settled. We don't know the terms. The question is, how do I know if I should settle or accept a settlement? The answer is simple and complicated. The complicated answer is this varies in case by case. There's a lot of different things to evaluate, whether or not settlement is in your best interest or the alternative to settlement, which is going to trial. Right, which is saying that my side, your side, and we all know in the law, everything is an adversarial process. So whether you're a plaintiff, defendant, in this case, the plaintiff is the person bringing the suit. That is always the case. In this case, it's Vanessa Bryant's mom. The defendant then becomes Vanessa, the person who is being sued. Those two sides, if they can't come to what's called a pretrial agreement settlement on what they both feel would be fair, then you take that shit to trial and you let a judge and or jury sort the shit out because y'all are unable to do so. When is that the right decision to go to trial? Well, the simple answer is when it's cost effective, because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about money, period. Settlement is not something that even applies to a criminal situation. Okay. That would then just be a plea bargain, plea deal of a different sort. Okay, so we're talking about civil litigation. We're talking about lawsuits and money, period. What I would never advise, Dustin, is for somebody to operate in this capacity on optics and principle, because that's how you end up getting legally, financially fucked. Okay, so this is probably what Vanessa and her team said, if I had to guess. I'm sure Vanessa didn't want to give her mama a goddamn thing, because if she did, she would have done that before all of this litigation started. Mm-hmm. But what she probably did and had her team do was run the numbers. And what they decided was Vanessa's lawyers, I mean, it's 2021, she's in Los Angeles, she's probably going with the best firm possible. Each lawyer working on the case was literally probably billing her out at $2,000 an hour.
God, maybe damn. More.
That might be a low ball, okay? It's been a minute. since I've been in a courtroom practice like that.
Okay. But you remember it.
Right. Minimum $2,000 an hour per lawyer working on it. So that means if Vanessa has, five lawyers at a particular firm working on this case and they're billing out whatever, 15, 20 hours a week on the Vanessa Bryant lawsuit. And that's everything. That's every time Vanessa picks up the phone to ask a question, you're getting billed for it. Every email, you're getting billed for it. Every text message, you're getting billed for it. Every time they have to go look up a statute to see what applies to grandmas babysitting their own fucking grandkids or this, then the third, or reviewing any alleged contract. Every time they're on the phone with Vanessa's mama's lawyer, they're getting billed for that. So once you accumulate all of those hundreds of hours, maybe even thousands of hours,
it's a lot of money.
A lot of money. So if it makes more sense to say, mama, you're getting on my fucking nerves. This was messy as hell. You know I don't owe you shit, but it's cheaper to just give you $2 million and say, right, come on somewhere.
Get the hell on.
Versus continuing to pay my lawyers, probably will have to potentially pay your lawyers, okay? Because oftentimes that's the case in these kinds of litigation matters where the defendant ends up having to play the plaintiff's lawyer as well, at least partially, if not wholly, if deemed liable. And I got to still cash you out potentially in the end anyway. Of course, it would make more sense to settle when it is financially sensible. So that's the answer.
All right.
You know,
makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to keep it player and settle.
And a lot of times people, you know, they like to say it's a signal of guilt. Or, you know, it means that, you know, you was wrong. It doesn't mean that at fucking all. That's dumb as hell. Anybody that's walking around here thinking that people settling is any kind of admission of guilt, you are just not informed. Guilty people settle, innocent people settle, people with limited liability settle, people with no liability at all.
People who don't give a damn settle. Let's just get it over with. Settle.
And literally sometimes it's a real simple decision to settle, D, because sometimes whatever the person was initially asking for is so much less, even if they're not owed a cent of it, than the mere cost of litigation. Litigation is fucking expensive.
Yeah, very. Period.
And especially when you're a celebrity, and especially when you're in Los Angeles or New York or Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So when it's cheaper to keep a, which is basically what this is, that is when you settle.
Makes sense to me, Ebony.
All right, y'all. So keep the Auntie E questions coming. We're here to have some answers for you. We appreciate y'all as always. Listen to, rate, comment, respond to all episodes of Holding Court. And we hope you're enjoying these new sidebar editions of Ask Auntie E.
Yes.